Salutations, everyone. You are listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts program from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this Tuesday, June 15th, 2010, we are broadcasting live from the HQ Real Estate and Investment Offices right here in Scottsdale, Arizona. And like every Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts from Unlock Your Wealth Radio program to talk about the traits and habits that millionaires exhibit each and every day. We will crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers, examine their thoughts and ideas in depth, then learn how we can incorporate them into our everyday life so that we, too, can start our day the millionaire way. For this morning, we're going to back up from traits and ideas and talk about a concept that will give you infinite choice.
To help us learn how to deal with the chemical dumps that we get from hormones when we have stimulus that we are unable to address immediately. For those of you who are regular listeners to our Saturday show, you've heard me talk about the importance of responding instead of reacting. One of the things that sets millionaires apart from the rest is their ability to respond to any given situation. And when we talk about the difference between responding and reacting, the difference is this. When we react to a stimulus, it is an automatic function whereby we take and the stimulus happens. And our instincts react. When we're threatened is usually when this happens. Now, back in the days of the dinosaurs, we managed our stress much more effectively. As a matter of fact, we didn't have stress back in the caveman days because if there was a stimulus, we'd be able to react quickly, and then when the perceived threat was gone, we'd burned up all of those hormones, and then we could go on our merry way. And an example of that is if you were walking along, minding your own business, picking berries, and you came upon a dinosaur who was pretty hungry, and he growled at you, one of two things would happen. You would react in a flight or fight manner, which means you would run away, or you would stand your ground and then attack and fight. If you ran away, you are exerting physical energy that burns up all of that hormone that was just dumped immediately for you to be able to relieve the body of all of those nasty chemicals. Now, if you stood your ground and fought, you are also exerting a physical level of energy that also burns up all of that extra hormone that gives you the ability to stand there and fight. But what happens in today's world with all of our pressures, very rarely do we have the opportunity to run away or to stand and physically fight. So what happens? This chemical dump occurs into our systems. We get all this hormone running around, but we can't discharge it safely. And that's where stress comes from, is the inability to effectively respond, but to react. Now, responding to a situation is simply there is a stimulus and a response. And instead of reacting where it's an instant chemical dump, there is a space between stimulus and response. And in this space is where you have the power to choose how you would prefer to respond. And in that moment is where you derive all of your personal power. What is the one catalyst that makes a fire burn? Think about it. What is the one catalyst that makes a fire burn? A fire inside of you, an external fire, any kind of fire. It's what people least think, and that's oxygen. And the difference between reacting and responding can simply be a breath of oxygen. I want you to take a moment and sit. And for the next 60 seconds, I want you to take in a slow, controlled deep breath. To extend that, count to six slowly as you inhale, and then exhale at the same rate, not letting the air whoosh out, but controlling. Take a breath in and a breath out. A breath in and a breath out. We inhale slowly, and as we're inhaling, we're counting to one, two, three, four, five, and now exhale. How did that feel? A slow inhale. And then an exhale. Notice what's different. You should feel an overwhelming sensation. Maybe it was hard for you to take in that much air. Maybe you had some challenges. You're not used to breathing that deep. What happens when we become very stressed in life and we are just reacting, is that we tend to breathe shallow. What is really important is to utilize the fuel that fire does to increase its flame. And that fire comes from oxygen. And in just that short moment, we plan our response by simply taking a breath. A nice deep breath. We're presented with a stimulus. The school calls and tells you your child just broke their arm falling off the monkey bars. Your spouse calls and says, I'm getting laid off in 2 weeks. What do you do? Most of us let that chemical dump occur. But we can short-circuit that chemical dump and effectively respond by simply taking a deep breath. That oxygen vitalizes the mind. It provides valuable fuel for our cells to do their exchange. And just simply through that oxygen, we're able to respond effectively instead of emotionally and hormonally react. As you go forward and begin today, I'd like for you to take this one thought with you. And that thought is simply that I have all the resources I need to accomplish whatever I desire. I have all the resources I need to accomplish whatever I desire. And in this should give you another level of confidence. And my favorite affirmation and my first personal affirmation is, I am my greatest asset. And the next deep breath that you take, slow and controlled, in through your nose, and then push it out back through your nose. You can feel it against the back of your head where your nasal cavity expands, and it makes that sound. The yogis have it with their ujjayi breath. You are pushing out that negative energy, and you're inhaling in all of that great intention. And as you focus on your higher purpose of the day, which is not running the kids back and forth to school, picking up the dry cleaning, taking the dog to the vet, Susie and Bobby have to go to sports practice. As you work each day to create your own freedom, focus on you having all the resources you need to accomplish your every desire. So now fully and completely integrate these ideas and habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and watch how differently people will respond to you. Imagine yourself with these successes already. Create some affirmations with these tools as well to reinforce what you have just integrated into your personality. And that's your Millionaire Nuts and Bolts for this Tuesday. Remember to tune in tomorrow for the midweek update. We have Father's Day savings on a dime right here on the Midweek Update on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. You have been listening to the Millionaire Nuts and Bolts show from Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Thank you so much for joining us this morning to start your day the millionaire way. Here's to your financial independence. I'm Heather Wagenhall, and thank you so much for joining us this morning.